from explorer George Vancouver to Britain's first Prime Minister, Sir Robert Walpole, and to the days of being in the Premier League of English ports. A new book tells the story of King's Lynn, sorry, Lynn, so well. As the author Paul Richards explains at the end of his introduction to King's Lynn, A Potted History, throughout the book I refer to Lynn rather than King's Lynn, as in the local parlance, and because the town was called Bishop's Lynn until 1537. The medieval sources use simply Lean or Len for this North Sea haven. The town's name is a survival from the Celtic past, with Lynn or Len meaning pool or lake, as in Dub Lynn or Lincoln, says Paul. And then he takes us on his journey through the decades to highlight the life and times of Lynn, which retains some wonderful old buildings that connect us with what was, for centuries, a leading maritime community. It was writer Daniel Defoe who observed in 1722 that there were more gentry in Lynn than in Yarmouth or even Norwich, and consequently more gaiety, the place abounding in good company. Packed with facts and figures, this is an informative and entertaining insight into the remarkable history of Lynn, where Paul was born and bred. He went on to be a teacher at the College of West Anglia and played a leading role in civic life, being a borough councillor, mayor, and honorary alderman. His History of King's Lynn was published in 1990. He has written many articles on local and regional history and is a trustee of True's Yard Fisher Folk Museum, a member of King's Lynn Festival Board, and a town guide. His latest offering is not just the tale of a port and market town. It introduces us to many of the people, rich and poor, who have made their mark over the centuries, true Norfolk characters. As Paul says, Lynn is not an ancient town with Roman or Anglo-Saxon origins, but a new boom port town of the 12th and 13th centuries, similar to Boston, the other corner of the Wash. The Domesday Book in 1086 lists a tiny settlement called Lenna, with inhabitants apparently making salt by evaporating seawater. For 700 years, Lynn was a major English port and a thriving mercantile community. Times changed over the years, but it still maintains a maritime face, with ships from various European harbours arriving and departing, and a fishing fleet. In 1962, the council sealed an overspill agreement with the Greater London Council, which heralded a second industrial revolution. Suburban industrial and housing estates were built, and parts of the historic town were also redeveloped. Lynn's fascinating history is told in broadly chronological order through 9 illustrated chapters.